Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Buenos dias, Blog Talk.
Good morning, Radio. Everybody. How y'all doing? Welcome today.
Yes, come in the room.
Yes. Once again, I'm live on Laura's page.
Yes. Bring it, get your coffee, get your water, get your drink, whatever.
Get your energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, thank you.
Bam.
Papa
Jack. Yeah.
Cheers. Ooh, I love it. It's peach mango.
Yeah, let me see if I can try this again. Last week I could go live. This week, we kind of prayed about this, but okay. It is what it is. So y'all just kind of tag me, pull me in, whatever y'all do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I should have it, and I'm probably going to try this today. So we're going to keep it going, Laura. I'm going to turn my phone off.
I'm
going to
start this thing up.
Yeah. See how it goes.
And are your windows are closed?
We're going to see. So I'll be back.
In the name of Jesus, I trust in the word. But
oh, it's coming down now. Okay, let's see. Okay. Why is it counting down? Because I never did that before.
Okay, y'all. For this is the day
that the Lord has made.
We're going to rejoice
and
be glad in it. And I, Laura Kelly, going to make it personal.
Yes.
I, Laura Kelly, choose to be glad in it.
Yes.
Be glad in it because God is good.
Yes,
He's faithful, and we do have the victory love letter, which is fire. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Here, let me show y'all the fire. Hallelujah. And let me do my thing.
I'm over here all preoccupied.
All right, studio audience. Give me a J.
J.
Give me a E.
E.
Give me a U.
U.
Give me a F.
F. U.
S. S.
S.
J. Give me a U. Give me a S.
Yes.
Jesus! Okay, give me a J-E-S-U-S, Jesus! I just get so excited. And God is like, okay, Lord Kelly, slow down a little bit. And happy birthday. I have a gift for you.
What?
And open it. Open it. It's
yes.
speak to you in the name of Jesus. Happy birthday, Marlo. Happy birthday, Marlo. And it's a red wrapping. Oh, my sheets are cut off.
It's a toad, oh, my God.
And it changes colors.
That's the keys to the kingdom. Look at her. Last week, guys, we got the, oh, my God, it was green. Now it's blue. Oh, my gosh. Last week, we got the armor.
Yes.
Okay. And we are the true warriors.
Yes.
Princess warriors.
Yes.
And then today, I get the key twin. I can't even open it. Okay. Good morning, Perry.
Yes,
good morning. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to call you back. I didn't get a chance to call nobody back.
Yes.
I didn't get a chance to call you back.
Yes.
Good
yes.
morning, Miss Shereen.
Oh,
good morning.
The audience is coming in. We're just so blessed, y'all. We're blessed that God woke us up this morning and gave us rest. God is so good that he puts up with me every day, and he's faithful, and he disciplines me, he corrects me, he gives me peace and joy and love.
Yes.
Even when I'm not feeling it, it's like, get it together, girl.
Get it
together.
Get it together. So, Lord, that's probably twins, because he dealt with me like that all week. He was like, remember, it ain't about me.
Yeah.
Not about
it, never about us, y'all.
Like, it's not about you. Well, because, and that's what I love about Laura and us in this time of, just what we do. But the biggest thing that the Lord really encourages us to do is to be stay transparent.
Yes.
Because a lot of times.
Yes, keep it real.
You know,
we keep it real.
Yeah, people want you to, you know, sometimes when you're doing the things of God, we sometimes struggle with this. We want to make it seem like we're doing it all right, because we don't do it all right. We just don't.
No.
Hello. but we strive to.
Yes, it's a daily walk.
Yeah, but you know, and I just thank the Lord for Jesus and the Holy Spirit, because this ain't in the notes or nothing. This is what the Lord is saying. I want you to encourage my people today, because there's a lot going on in the world, and people are struggling just to say good morning to people, you know, because you'd be wanting to just wake up and say, what you looking at me for?
Business. Oh, really?
Yeah,
you're
about
God's business.
You better get it
together,
Laura. But we show up in the sold out.
Yeah.
We show up. Woo-hoo! So now that we show up, we got to make sure that we represent.
Yes.
You know, and it's a struggle, and the struggle is real.
Yes.
You know, so we just want to, you know, always be transparent. And I just want to say to anybody that's watching, this is going to help somebody today. You know, for me, you know, I was struggling for the last, however long. Even if it's a minute, it's still a struggle.
Yeah.
Okay? with the spirit of abandonment. And not so much abandonment, but rejection. And not just from a certain person, but a whole lot of people. Okay, so I'm like, so, you know, you wake up in the morning, and my goal is to wake up and give the Lord everything. You know, good morning, Lord! You know, I do that, but sometimes, you know, there's mornings you wake up and I'm like, why are tears rolling down my face? Why am I so sad? What is going on? So, you know, we say that, come on, Evelyn, check yourself before you wreck yourself. So I've got to check myself before I even go out the house, because I got to know what's going on with me. So I get in the face of the one that created me, and I want to know what is going on. So we have to, first of all, you got to learn to identify the spirit that's trying to attach to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it out that, and the reason I figured it out, because I kept seeing all these people's faces that have kind of just decided they don't want to love me. maybe not today or this week, but still, whether it's a week, a day, or a minute, rejection is rejection.
Yeah.
But it's also a spirit. So as I began to identify that spirit, Laura, I asked the Lord, you know, why is it that people, you know, we say we're people of God. So now I'm going into the big question mark with God. We say we're people of God. And people even say, I love doing life with you, but then their dimension of you is different. Okay, so what is going on? And God said, he just started walking with me in the house. He said, well, let's go to Calvary. And he even took me on the road as he was journeying. He said, I love people so much till I die for them. And they still rejected me.
Yeah.
All the way to the cross.
Yes.
So you know what he said to me? Then I got rebuked. He said, so get over this stuff. But it was a soft, loving rebuke.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
Yes.
You say it's not about you. So if this can really help somebody. Because once you get over yourself, you begin to think about the things to try to help other people.
Yes.
And then your issues that you were feeling are no longer important.
Yes, yes.
Right?
And I'm always sharing with my queen, for me, it's easy to love.
Yeah.
It's not the love of God in me, but it's easier to let go just because I have Jesus in me more than anybody in the world. And he will never, never, never let me go, let us go. And he gives us a peace and a joy, even when there's hurt, you know, and question marks. But you know what? He's like, you're so here. Keep going. You're blessed.
Right.
You know, we are creating his image. You know, he gives me all his scriptures, his word, and it's just like, you know, he edifies through his word. He edified me. You know, it's like, you know, he starts talking to me through his word, you know, the scriptures. And I'm like, and that's why every morning I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror and I say, I'm beautiful. Makeup or no makeup, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm created in God's image. I love me. And God loves me, and that's all that matters. Oh, but I shoot that in the name of Jesus.
I think for a lot of people, though, see, they see us.
Even if I'm not feeling it, okay?
They see us when we do that, but the struggle for them is how do they get there?
Uh-huh.
You have to, that's why it's important when you swim a soul, it's about soul training.
Yes.
Soul maintaining.
Yeah.
Teaching people how to go from glory to
glory.
In the yes, well, I go because it's not always easy.
Yes.
You know, that goes back to that WWJD. What would Jesus do?
Yes. Even through our mistakes, even when I have stumbled, I get up, keep going, repent.
But my question to them is, because even though, you know, and I just said, yes, Lord, I'll ask for the church. Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think just because you're pastoring and you're studying and you're doing all of that, life, you wake up and life is easy. So how does pastor wake up crying? if we can really get serious and open this thing up, like the Holy Spirit is talking to us about this morning.
Yes.
It is our faith that keeps us moving, and it is our currency.
Yes, that's
faith,
our currency.
Faith opens doors, you know, just like a key.
Woo!
It unlocks the door to so many things.
Yes,
because it's all about things that we won't turn loose.
Yes.
Especially when God tells us, he says, I will, whatever he says he will do, whatever you're reading, I will open up the windows of heaven. Let's use the word of God.
Ooh.
And I will pour you out a blessing.
Yes.
He said the windows, and he references as a blessing, that you won't even have enough room to receive.
Mm. Yes.
So what does that look like, people of God? We have to ask ourselves, what does that look like? So how do we get to that? See, it's about how do we get there? You wake up every day, you put one foot in front of the other, and it's one decision, one day at a time.
Yes.
That's how we get there.
Yes.
It's not like, you know, we just wake up and be like, you know, speaking in tongues and slaying demons. Now, there are some days that we know we're on top of the world, but what about the days that you wake up crying and you don't even know why? It's like a demon laid in the bed with you, talking to you all night, telling you you are nothing. You know God says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you're more than conquerors.
You're not feeling it.
Yeah. Hello. So that's what the Lord wants us to do this morning. He wants us to be sensitive to his Holy Spirit because we are in a world that's dying every day.
Yes.
The world is dying. Now, we live forever, but we're in a fallen world.
Yes.
And how do we stay on point, Lord, so people can see the Jesus in us?
Yes.
Because we wake up and we say, we're the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Or are we just saying that?
Yes.
But when you say that, here comes the devil. Here he comes.
Yes.
He's going to try to make you,
right.
Just like we woke up the other morning and one of the most beautiful women in the world decided she didn't want to be beautiful no more.
Yes. That was so
and now, right? Now, if we can talk about it, you know, Laura, because the world said she was beautiful, but she obviously didn't feel that way. All of that, the greed and, you know, very well, everything. But she struggled. So as the people of God, are we really on our knees praying for the nation?
Yeah.
Are we really just have the heart of the people in our hearts? Or we just want to be what we're trying to be? We have to really get serious about what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today.
as the people of God.
Yes.
Because if you think your pastors are not struggling, you better rethink.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why you got to learn to pray for your pray for your leaders.
Amen. Amen.
Because
Amen.
If you think the devil after you, hello. Don't y'all know that's why the word uses the devil in so many expressions?
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus was in the desert? They said, and what? They just said, the word didn't say the devil came. It said the tempter came.
Ooh-wee.
You got to know what spirit you're dealing with even when the devil comes.
Yeah.
He's a tempter. He's a robber. He's all of it. You know, he's a kill. He's a murderer. But what he does is he convinces us to do it ourselves so that he can get the glory.
Yeah.
And as the world, the whole world today is talking about this one beautiful young woman. And they're saying, oh, it's a shame. What did we do? I feel that we, as the people of God, we are failing miserably.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wake up and dust ourselves off and get back in the fight.
Yes.
And say, you cannot have my children.
Yes.
Or you cannot have my church family. Or
that's
you can't
right.
have my
yes.
friends.
Yes.
You can't have my
Woo!
Sister.
That's right.
You can't have my
Woo!
Husband.
Hallelujah.
My whatever. You have to, that's what we have to get radical at, Lord.
Yes.
And we have to be radical in the face of the devil and tell him, no.
Yes.
And you ain't got to get all upside down and turn on your head, do all that.
Yes.
But do you remember, Jesus didn't do all that. He didn't do all that. He just said, go.
Yes.
Spirit, lead.
Yes.
And he meant that.
Yes.
So we, you know, I just want to be obedient today and encourage the word of the world today. It says, God is good and I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, you are.
Yes, amen.
But we got to walk it out.
Yes, and something that I want to encourage everyone, you know, we all have, every one of us that is a warrior that has the word in our spirit imparted in us, like God now this year, he has me continue every day if I'm driving here, wherever neighborhood I'm at, to just stretch my hands and pray for the businesses and people. In the houses, because there's children of God, just like when the church came to my neighborhood, that I had thought about taking my life many times too. But God kept me, and he says, Laura, start praying for the neighborhoods of people and just intercede and pray, because there's people right now in many of the houses or businesses that are, the struggle is real.
It is.
And I don't know, but God foreknew each and one of
it
us
is.
Before we were in a mother's womb, you know? So
each one.
Right. And if you're driving, you know, you could pray. The word of God is in you. Pray intercede for the areas, my neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. You know, it, all of us could have a part and do something.
Right.
You know, and that's something that just recently he's been
or whatever way the spirit leads you.
Yeah, the way the
you
spirit
know, it don't
leads
have
you.
To be the way she do it, but whatever God say to you, that's what he's telling her to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if I go around doing all that, I'm gonna be frustrated.
Yeah,
and then I ain't gonna be able to help nobody.
Yeah,
you gotta know, right?
Yeah, because the lady that was in my street neighborhood. When I came to the Lord and surrender and God sent the warriors that came to my neighborhood, she used to live around midnight with her Bible and do the Jericho drive to areas and was praying. And she goes, oh, I was praying for you and your family. And I'm thank God enough for it's a prayer for my grandma. And manifestation took place because there's life and death in the power of the tongue.
Hallelujah.
And a lot of times, instead of talking about people
come on now.
And putting them down because of their struggles, just speak life, pray for them, and let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Not by power, but my by His Spirit. And I many times I have to say, okay, Lord, forgive me when I'm trying to get ahead of Him, you know, because many times I do that.
We do.
But He's teaching me, okay? Because He was patient with me.
And that's
it still
we have,
is.
That's
it
why
still
we
is.
Have to deal with ourselves.
It still is.
We have to deal with ourselves. You know, because if we don't do that, we're going to have all this stuff on us.
Yes.
And we're going to transfer it to other people, especially when you're trying to go pray for people. People open up their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not careful, what we plan, while we're praying over them, what's in us going to release to them.
Yes.
And then they're going to be like, but I felt okay before they came and prayed for me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm feeling some type of way. That's why we have to check ourselves. And make sure that we are really hearing from God.
Yes.
You know, in this hour. But that's why we're teaching on the Facebook. We didn't get into that yet because we're just going with the flow with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Facebook is the book of God. It's the gospel.
Yes.
It's
book
the
of
truth.
Instructions. Yes.
Yes, and it will lead and guide you.
Ooh, yes.
It will, you know, and we have to get in a posture to surrender,
mm-hmm. and turn from our wicked ways
yes. Yes.
so that we can hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes. Amen.
And then God says in the word in Colossians, he says, then he will hear from heaven. It's just one of those question marks to me. I was like, God, you created heaven. But he was the one said that he was to hear from heaven on our behalf.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
that he says about, here's the deal. We read it and it's like we go through it like a speed bump, Laura. And we just go through the speed bump anointing. And we don't possess it
mm-hmm.
and pull it in.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and it manifests in our presence,
yes.
in our homes. Because, see, that's real ministry right there, is at home.
Yes.
So if you're married, pray with your husband. Pray for him. Love on him. Don't wake up because Proverbs is going to talk about you. That contrite woman. Who wants it? You might as well be on the rooftop. Who lives on the roof?
Oh, that's that about the room.
Now, that's why I got to get myself together. I got to get in Proverbs. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because how am I going to be trying to wait for a husband? And I've got all this drama in my life. And then we produce all of this masculine energy. And we talk to the women today. We start acting masculine. Like we got this. See, that's why the Holy Spirit been checking me all week. Check, check, check. You got to release some of that masculine energy and touch base with the feminine portion of who I made you.
Yeah.
Because we are feminine women.
Yeah.
And it's a time to do that, to have a masculine energy, to cover your children and
yes.
to do all this stuff. Yeah. But when we start bringing masculine to the masculine, it's like yoking up a donkey and a horse. Hello!
Yeah.
And then you figure out, well, what happened, Lord? We used to be so happy. What's going on? Yeah, so I got to raise my 59 hands. So I have to question myself, is this why I had a failed marriage? Because was I too masculine? I don't know. But I'm learning, knowing, and growing.
Yes, every day.
Because, see, the Lord says our latter will be greater than our former.
That's right.
Amen. Hello.
Amen.
But we got to still do what, Evelyn? Check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
And have teachable hearts. and have teachable hearts.
Yeah. Learning, knowing, and growing.
And
right, Lord?
Students.
Every day. So I'm just trying to get some help.
Yes.
It's the pastor saying that we're not perfect.
Yes.
We're striving for it, but we're not.
Yes.
Okay? So stop looking for perfect husbands and wives and see.
Yes.
Because ain't nobody perfect.
Okay.
Come on, right?
That's why I say everybody will let you down. The church will let you down. I let you down, but not Jesus. He's the only one that will not let you down. So focus. Stay focused in him.
And I want to say this to the people. I was learning the other day, the Lord told me, put your phone down sometime. Put it over there. Leave it over there. It's not about, you're not that important right now. Go sit down somewhere. Put the phone over there. Stop trying to answer it every time it rings. And if you don't call people back, it's okay. Because you need to be hearing from me right now.
Amen.
He rebuked me about the telephone, y'all. He said, sit it over there. Don't answer it. As a matter of fact, I may tell you to turn it off, but I can't because your mother not sitting well. You got a baby in NICU. So don't turn it off. But put it over there. And then you can always pass by, and if you got a missed call them back. If you're busy, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're just checking me. Stop letting people put you on this thing to where you got to be always jumping and moving for people, and you ain't jumping and moving for me.
Amen.
I was like, ooh, that's all I can say.
You heard those people?
Yes, Lord, you heard that song. Yes, Lord But I just thank God for the cross, for the finished work of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Because he has so much for us. He just wants us to get in alignment.
Yes. Amen.
So he can trust us with some stuff, y'all.
Yes.
And with some people.
Yes.
And with some things.
Yes.
And with some finances.
Yes.
Because if we are stewarding and loving the people the way we're called to, and stop looking for, and I heard this in our spirit this morning too. Uh-oh. Stop looking for, you know, let's love unconditionally.
Yes.
Stop trying to love people if they ain't doing what you're saying they should do or saying what they should act and all of that. You don't want love no more. See, I had to get set free because I said, I'm struggling with this love thing because I'm like, Lord, I'm loving all these people and now they decide they don't love me no more. They done drove off with my love, Then I got to go back over here with God and just, you know, get reconstructed in love and
I'm telling you what I know. And, yeah. And that could be a painful situation.
Yes, yes.
But you, listen, that's why Luke 6:38 is so important. With the same measure, we're talking about that in the faith thing, that you give, the word of God said, it shall be measured back to you. And God is so gracious, he even told us how. Good measure, press down, shake it together, and run it over. Now, if you want to, we can go to the kitchen. Y'all know we teach in the kitchen sometimes. And we can go to the sugar jar. Just last week, I wasn't even filling up the sugar. I was filling up the coffee. And it's the same metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I filled it up, and I was shaking it down so to get some more in it, and I packed it up again. And I knew. How you catch the Holy Ghost on coffee? But
oh,
I did.
Yes.
Because the revelation.
Word.
Yes. I said, Lord, this is the promise that you have promised me.
Yes.
Yes. That my life will be filled just like this. But what we do, we continue to just murmur and complain like the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We act like we want to go back to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, because that's what they did. They kept telling Moses, and listen, don't miss the promised land. Don't let people frustrate you like they did Moses and you missed the promise. Because he didn't go in, y'all. He spent so much time trying to hear from God, reckon with the people. He go down from the mountain with the commandments, stay down there dancing, having a party, butt naked,
yes.
Doing all this
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
You can't help people if they ain't trying to be helped.
Yes. Right.
So, you know, I'm just, you know,
yes.
the Lord, be,
yes.
he be talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta really hear him. And we're trying to do life with people that ain't ready to, for the dimension we are.
Okay?
And then they want to pull us down and hang on like a ball and chain, and you're wondering, why am I stuck right here? I can't go up, because you got all these people hanging on to you.
Yes.
Don't nobody, everybody want to ride, but don't nobody want to put no gas in the car. Y'all know how much premium gas is right
Woo!
Now? $3.36 I just pumped this morning. Right from the gas. They want to ride, but they don't want to put no gas. And that's the way it is in our heart. They want to ride, but they don't want to put no fuel,
yes.
which is love.
Yes.
And then you over there broke down and busted, disgusted, and sometimes can't be trusted.
Yes. Amen.
And we say we're in the kingdom. Come on, y'all. I'm just trying to help somebody.
Because
the Holy Ghost is real.
Yes, he is.
And he gives a chance at the chance at the chance.
Right.
And we still, and y'all know, Super Bowl getting ready to come up, and we still be fumbling with our faith like they fumbling on the field.
Yes.
Okay? Dropping our faith because we got clipped by the devil because he coming to clip you.
Oh, yes.
And we done got the wind knocked out of us. And I'm going to be like Tony Dorsett in this season. I'm telling my age, but it's okay. I ain't fumbling nothing. I'm just not giving the devil nothing.
Amen.
I'm not because I realize that he can only get what we give him.
That's right. That's right.
He got some power, but he ain't got all power.
That's right.
So Jesus said, I'm going to leave you the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to take that personal.
Yeah.
You got to get in the mirror and say, Jesus left Marlo the comforter. Jesus left Laura the comforter.
Hallelujah. That's right.
That's going to lead and guide me. But
yes.
here I am still trying to take the wheel and run with it. And then when it go bad, because it's going to go bad if you run it with it.
It will. Yeah.
Okay. And then we get mad at God and say, I thought that this was what you said. And then people... my daughter tripped, not people, my daughter, said the other day, Mom, why is God punishing me? I was like, what is you talking about? Why is God punishing me? I said, God wasn't with you when you did that. You didn't ask him to go with you when you did it. So how is he punishing you when the outcome is what you think it should be? How are you going to put God in there?
Yes.
Don't do that. I had to rebuke her. And that's my baby. And everybody know when you have children, you love them more than you love life. But I had to rebuke her. And then I told her, I'm just trying to help somebody. When you come back to this way, you can't live with me. Huh? Because you 30, baby. Get it together.
Right?
You can't come live with me. Okay? I'm not doing it. I'm trying to keep my Holy Ghost sane life. Okay? Hello? You got too much going on, girl. I can pray for you. But if you make a decision yourself, right? Come on,
Come on, y'all. Now, I did not tell y'all I'm going to put y'all children out. I did not say that. Okay? I'm talking about what God told me. Okay? Because you know. After you do, come on now. Okay. Woo! This is how we get there, y'all. I mean, really, I got in God's face this morning. I said, now that you done dealt with me, what do you want for your people to know? He said, I want you to be transparent. You're Laura. Be transparent because we got to make sure that people understand that we are not perfect because we are here teaching the word. We in the word, and this is how we strive for perfection through our faith.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And we walk it out every day.
Every day.
And every time, here come the devil ready to rob us, mainly of our peace.
Yeah.
If he can steal your peace,
baby,
he's going to have you
like a puppet.
Girl, he's going to have you betwixt and between. You ain't going to know if you're coming or you're going.
Because
he'll wear you out.
Yes, he will.
Before you even go to bed. And then you go to bed tired and you're still wrestling in your sleep with sisters and brothers. I'm telling y'all.
Right. Right.
And when that happens, just get back in the face of God. Amen. Stay in his presence. Because there's fullness of joy.
Of joy.
There's a difference between joy and happiness.
Yes.
If you want to just be happy, see, that's what happens. When you don't have no joy, you hear a lying devil telling you to jump off the 29th floor.
Yes.
Because it ain't going to never be good enough. He's going to tell you that.
Yes.
But you got to tell him, stop talking to me.
Yeah, amen. Yes, yeah, because the joy of the Lord is
because you're a liar.
That's right.
And
that's
the truth is not in you.
That's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then just keep it moving. And will he come back? Yes.
Come again.
He will come back.
Oh, he's going to.
Yes. But if you ain't doing nothing for God, he ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He ain't been a fool with you, right, twin? Help him out, Lord.
That's for real.
Yes. So we just want to encourage you to tap into your rightful inheritance.
Yes.
Amen.
Because the word of God is your inheritance. If you're wondering what's for you, get in the word and read it. He will tell you all day what belongs to you.
Yes.
That you don't even have to fight for it, but you do have to walk in obedience to get it.
Amen.
It's all about being obedient. And stop worrying about what people think when God tell you to do something.
Because
you're going to look ridiculous.
Don't make sense at times. But just do it.
You're going to look ridiculous. But see, when you get in the word and you start listening to the Lord, and he tell you about being peculiar.
Yes.
You understand what the word peculiar means. Get in the word and open it up. And like Papa Jack said, get in your concordance.
Yes.
And let the word be broke down and you can get a new revelation. So what does that mean? Peculiar. It means that you are a rare treasure.
Amen.
Woo! Hello! And when you know who you are, you don't care what people think.
Yes.
That's why I can be transparent this morning and say I struggled last week with that spirit.
Yes.
Trying to take me out in my soul. See, if he can come in your soul, because see, that's your thinker, your chooser. Okay? And your emotions.
Yeah.
I figured it out for the last 5 weeks. I was like, why I got to preach out of my, how I got to get out of these emotions and then go preach to people and encourage them. And I'm all emotional over it. But then I don't look emotional. Because see, the real Marlo, you really don't see her. Because she's a spirit.
Yeah.
See, if the devil can attack your spirit, he come into your soulless man, so he can make you act out of your emotions so you can go slap people. You can work soul out to Jesus slapping people. You can cut them with your tongue. You become a murderer.
Yes. Yes.
Come on, now.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they be like, how is this people acting, saying they sold out to Jesus? And they acting like that.
Yeah.
And then you got an attitude with people. Don't you know the devil feel your attitude, too? Do you remember when in the Bible where it talks about, and I don't know the address, but I'm going to find it, where it talks about when the Jesus and his disciples came up to the town, it wasn't Capernaum, but it starts with a D, I just don't remember, and the devil that was in the tomb, it was a man that was possessed with demons, in the tomb, that's what the way the Bible states it, and the moment that Jesus showed up, guess who knew who Jesus was? The devil. He runs out of the tombs and calls him by his name. Jesus. He thought that Jesus was coming to torment them.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the power that Jesus had.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Jesus, you ain't got to announce yourself. I'm just trying to tell you what God's saying. Mm-hmm. Just let him be in you. Let your light shine, and the
Amen.
Demons don't know who you are.
Amen. Amen.
We had this experience one day. We had went to FedEx to drop off some packages. I was still in my car. And when I was in the car, I was just getting the boxes and stuff, but the person in the car with me was like, "Do you know that lady?" I was like, "What lady?" I looked up and he said, "That lady was looking at you. She acted like she knew you and you didn't like her." I said, "She didn't like who Jesus drove up."
What you talking about?
Yeah, when Jesus drove up, the devil going to know that you done drove up. And it's either going to get on or it's going to ask you to have mercy. So the demons asked Jesus, now the demons having a conversation with Jesus, and why do you think the devil ain't going to have no conversation with Jesus? And they asked him, can you just not torment us? They didn't want to go back to hell because they're in the man. And they did not want Jesus to torment them, so they asked him, "Can you just throw us into the pit?" Can you just let us go into the pit? And Jesus, okay. And Jesus, he would honor the demons.
Yeah.
He threw them into the pit. He rebuked them and cast them into the pit. But the demons didn't know that he was going to cast them off the end of the cliff. And they all perished, even the swine. Okay? So you got to know that if Jesus is in you, then we'd be thinking it's about us, but it's about who is in us.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And the enemy is coming to kill, steal, and destroy.
Uh-huh.
That, the Bible tells us that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pastor Marlon, I wanted to share something also symbolic about the necklace that I was sensitive to the power of the Holy Spirit brings. You know, it has a heart, and everything it changes colors. But what God was telling me to tell you was that he gives us the key to his heart, his word. And that no matter what situation, what season we're in, he's always going to love us and give us his love.
He does.
He gives us the key to his love through his word. And no matter what season we're in, no matter who's with us or not with us, but he's with us.
He's with us.
And it was so symbolic because I didn't know of everything you were going through because, you know, we talk sometimes, but God knew.
Right.
So I just was obedient. I said, okay, so no matter what season, what you're going through, he gives me the key to his love.
He does.
His true love.
He does.
His faithful love. His the only love that there's no love like his.
Hey!
And I said, okay, Lord.
It's so true, though. It's so true.
That no matter what season we're in, we're just going to continue to fall in love with him, and he's going to follow in love with us. He knows that we're not here to compete. We're here to complete the assignments of Christ Jesus, even through our trials and tribulations,
because
they're going to come.
It takes consistency.
Yes.
We have to
yes.
be in the word consistency. We
yes.
have to stay in our faith consistently.
Yes.
If
yes.
we don't, we're going to fall when the devil comes and tell us everything's
yes.
different from what the word
yes.
tells us.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he's coming.
Oh, yes.
So we have to make sure that we encourage people in the journey.
Yes.
Now, we are Facebook Live, and we're on our blog radio, and we have our studio audience. We thank God for this simultaneous dimension.
Yes. Because
he trusts us with it. So here's the deal. And, you know, most of the day, this is why God is talking to us, and we haven't even really broken to the teaching yet. That's why we encourage you guys to come. You know, if you don't have a church that you're participating in, because some churches are still not open yet, you know, we encourage you to come to the House of Glory. We're right here on the complex, and we have an amazing ministry, teaching ministry
yes.
here, that when you walk across the threshold,
yes.
you don't leave the same.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
You don't
Amen.
Leave the same.
And this Sunday is the first fruit Sunday.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes.
And we have a guest speaker.
Yes. Sister Ada is coming to blow a fresh wind.
Yes.
And, you know, and Pastor Rick was telling me Sunday, because Alex brought the house down.
Woo!
What you say? Alex, yes. And he said to me after service, and thank you, Pastor Rick, for the yes.
Yes.
I tell him that
yes.
every week.
Yes.
Thank you for the yes, because he had so many other ministries he could go and connect with, but he's heard from God. Okay?
Thank you, Lord. So faithful.
And he came and he began to serve in this ministry. And he didn't know that I had prayed specifically for a male pastor.
No.
I did.
Right.
To activate the men.
God loves
them. And then I want to validate my papa real quick. Okay? Because Papa Jack didn't know that I was talking to God. Well, he do because he's my papa. But okay.
Papa Jack.
But I didn't speak to him about it. That's what happens when people stay on their knees to be sensitive.
Yes.
On how to pray with you and for you.
Yes.
Okay, so we have an amazing team of intercessors.
Yes.
And they are that, but they're way more than that. Okay. So he comes to me and after the show, not too long ago, he says to me, you know, you've been asking why it's not men in your church. Now, I didn't tell him that. I only talked to God about it.
Yes. Yes.
And I said, yes. And I didn't say nothing. I just let him talk. And he said, because you are not born yet. Ooh, it's real simple.
Yes.
Why do we complicate living for God?
Yes.
Why do we complicate it? It's simple.
Yes.
So I said, okay, Lord, well, I didn't tell him this, but I'm telling him now while I'm telling you guys. The next Sunday, it was nothing but men at the church.
Woo! Rise it up. What? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. It was all men.
I love
it.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome? He spoke it.
Yes.
Because he was listening in the spirit how to pray for me in that ministry.
Wow.
Not just for me, but praying for that church. And the men showed up. You know why? Because they all have to hear from God. Once he released it, that's why we have to be careful what we say and what we release.
Yes.
Because it's so much power.
Yes.
Everything is performed. What we speak and perform.
Amen.
So in that, Pastor Rick said to me, I just want to come and tell you something, Pastor Marlo. This is really how church goes. I've been in a lot of churches, and I love the way you teach people, and then you move back and give them room.
Yes. Yes.
You give them room,
yes,
too. Not only just, they don't just come to listen to you. They finna get listened to.
Yes.
Because what's in them must come out.
Yes.
And and everybody needs a platform. We're already a platform. But when you have been sitting underneath a teaching ministry that is uncompromised, and you learning and knowing and growing, and you leaving different, and I tell people when I get up, if you don't leave different from the way you came, you're in the wrong church. That's why you got to get set free from people. Because when you get set free from people, you encourage them to go be where they need to be.
Because
everybody needs to be where they want to be.
Yes.
And stop trying to make people stay with you. Ooh, did I just talk to myself? I see a mirror.
Amen. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Woo, that hit kind of deep.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Now, how did Ricochet back to me like that? But okay. I'm telling you, this is the season. We're already in February. We don't want to lose ground.
Yes.
Amen. We're in the new year. Let's go.
Woo!
Really, because God got so much in store for us.
Yes, he does.
And see, this is what you got to know about God. He's not trying to take nothing from you. He's trying to give something to you. So you got to make room for him to feel it. Hello, whether it's a new friend, whether it's a new sister or a new brother. However, because you can get some new children, too. You may not have to birth them naturally, but you can get some. God can bless you.
Yes.
Indeed. He will enlarge your territory.
Amen.
But what are you doing with the territory where you at?
Yes.
If you're not maintaining it, if you're not storing it, you're not going to get no new stuff.
Yes.
You might go create some new stuff,
that's right.
But if it ain't from God, you better hold it because you're going to fall.
Yes.
Because it's going down.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
So God is good, twin sister.
All the time.
And he wants us to get serious, and we got to get some of this, unsugarcoat these teachers, and we got to get off the milk and get on the meat.
Yes. Amen.
Stop trying to suck the bottle.
Yes.
Even Sophia got off the bottle. Y'all know about the 2-year-old. She don't suck the bottle no more.
Sophia.
And guess what? We were teaching this series about off the milk and getting on the meat, and the baby got off the milk. Hello. She did. Didn't she, Mama? That means she don't even suck the bottle no more.
She's a big girl now.
And she's 2.5 years old and got a revelation.
Thank you, Lord.
And one of the most greatest readers at the church.
Yes.
You better, if you don't believe it, you better come see for yourself.
Yes.
And you talking about loving on somebody. That's why we have to look like that in the world, like children look.
Yes.
And stop trying to make people be what you think they should be.
Yes.
how they should be.
Yes.
Say what you say.
Amen.
That means you got a witchcraft spirit.
Amen.
And you're trying to control somebody.
Yes. You be you and let the Holy Spirit
be you.
Do the rest.
Yes.
Amen.
We're all created different.
Yes.
You're different. I'm different. And when we come together, it's well.
Woo!
That's how we become Team Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. And I want to send my shout out to Brother Lance Richardson. Brother Lance came by, Lord, I got some stuff in my closet for you.
Oh, praise
God. He got
Lord,
the food and everything, girl. He dropped off some stuff for Laura, and Sheree been busting it down.
I'm telling you,
week.
You just see Poppy's house. It's, you can probably walk in the living room and dining room. But God is good. It's
what you say, Sheree?
You got food. Praise the Lord.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you.
So I'm going to send my shout out to him, because this the man of God came in, not this past Saturday, but last Saturday. You know, he was on a mission to bring some stuff to Laura. See, Laura didn't know.
No,
but,
I didn't know.
Okay, but this is the drop-off hood. Okay.
Yes.
So he says to me, and he had tears in his eyes. He said, Pastor Marlo, can you and your twin keep doing what you're doing? He said, because I be in my workplace sometimes and tears be running down my face. Because the word of God be really dealing with me. He said, and I want to be a better man. I want to be a man of God. He is a man of God. He says, and see, we all want to do better.
Yes.
We want to be gooder and gooder. You know, and he said, and the word keeps encouraging me and people all over the world.
Yes.
He said, please don't ever stop doing what you're doing.
Yes.
On the Facebook, on everything. And that's, but see, we can get on the Facebook, but we our priority is the Facebook.
Yes.
And that's what this teaching is about.
Yes.
It's about getting your Facebook, and then you can get on the Facebook.
Yes.
We're not saying don't get on Facebook, because it's a great tool.
Yes, right.
And stop saying that the internet is the devil. It's the people that's the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's behind the scenes, being the puppet masters, and trying to, you know. And I love it when Pastor Blake teach about these women. Stop taking pictures from the back. Who do that? Stop women. Stop taking pictures just of your butt and TikToking it up. Come on now. Because in a minute, you get 10 years on you. That's going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
That's going down.
Yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's about who you are on the inside, women of God. That's what I love about Ada. She really teaches that thing.
Oh, yeah. She won't be playing.
She really teaches that thing.
I love it.
She be helping me too, girl. You be helping me, girl. You be helping the pastor.
You be helping
and
me too.
And I'm saying the truth. Okay? Hello? That's why we got to make sure we check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Yes.
Stop trying to do what the world doing, because this world is falling. It's dying.
Yes.
And we're the salt and the light. And put some clothes on. I love that post you did the other day.
Be classy.
Yeah. Come on, you girls. Lounging clothes, and you're like, I don't feel like putting on a whole lot. I'm going to run in here real quick and run out. And this little girl that was out selling the Girl Scout cookies, see, that's how you know the spirit, child, spirit, body, spirit. She didn't say nothing, but it was the way she looked at me like, what you got on? I was like, oh, Lord, the baby that's convicted me.
Oh, man.
I'm telling the truth. The Holy Spirit said, if you had listened to me and got decent and put on some clothes, I wasn't dressed bad or nothing, but I knew better. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I got rebuked about some little tights I had on. I can't wear that no more. Only in my house. The Holy Spirit said, do not go out with that on ever again. I tried to tell you don't go out with that on before you went out. But you went out anyway, and it took the Girl Scout cookie girl to show you what I was trying to tell you. She just kind of looked at me a little strange. And immediately I was convicted. She didn't even say nothing. But I got checked by the Girl Scout. Hello.
transparent. We're transparent.
Yeah, we just keep it real.
Yeah.
He said, I'll write that no more out there like that because I don't want you to do that because you represent me. Okay. Now, that may sound like nothing to y'all. But God ain't playing with us. It's about how we represent, even in how we look, what we wear. We got to make sure that we are really hearing from God. We are virtuous women.
Yes. Amen.
Proverbs 31 and 10.
Woo.
We're virtuous women, and we got to stay virtuous.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And for all of us that's waiting on a husband, they ain't looking for all of them trophy wives. They looking for real men, real ones.
Godliness.
They looking for virtuous women.
Amen. Amen.
And we got to stay virtuous.
Yes.
And I just thank God for it. Because, see, I'm standing here in front of my papa, and he already be. See, I've been wanting to call Papa Jeff sometime and ask him some questions, but he already, I'll be hearing his voice. You already know. Don't call me with all that. You're a woman of wisdom. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Or that look. Okay. So, yeah, it's just the truth. You got to know when to hold and know when to fold them, y'all.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit just took all the way over today because this wasn't on none of those. We didn't get to teach none of this.
Amen.
But I have to be obedient. And I have to, and we have to stay transparent.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's how you help people.
Yes. Yes.
And I was so blessed Sunday at church, Mama Dalis, when Bobby's son came. I was so blessed. He don't even know he came and empowered me all the way from Tennessee.
Ooh,
ooh. All the way from Tennessee, a 16-year-old boy. He came and he said, I could not wait to get there. He said, I'm going to be here every week. I can't wait. This is just the most amazing thing. He said, I just love you, Pastor Marlo. That never met me. But people are watching you.
Yes, they are. Right. That's right. That's right.
People are watching you. And if you can activate, see, we're here to make an impact.
Yes, yes.
And once we do all we're supposed to do, that's when God come get us.
Yes.
And he take us with him forever.
And ever and ever. Amen.
And then we got it all wrong. We get so angry when people leave here. And when they born here, we rejoice. We have parties, reveals, and all of that. And when people leave here, we just act like we died.
Yeah.
One thing about it, when you take people to the cemetery, and you drop just off their flesh, because you ain't dropping them off, because they already go. And then we don't go, when we do go back, we go back and pay respects and all of that, but they gone.
Mm-hmm.
They gone. And Amen. If you ain't said all you need to say to them people you love, you better say it today.
That's right. Amen.
Because every day we wake up, we are decaying. We decay because the moment we were born, we started decaying and aging, and people be like, oh, Lord, I can't deal with these wrinkles. Well, hello. I'm just saying, whether you're a man or a woman, your face going to drop, the whole bunch of stuff going to drop.
For real. We're transparent.
Hey.
The truth will set us free.
Yes. So if you marry for the hips, the chips, and all of them lips, hello.
You better search the heart.
Yeah, one day, unless you want to be like them Kardashians, pay $1 million and pump it up, okay? And then you're going to have some plastic pieces. And if you want that, I was going to send you to Toys R Us, but they closed all the stores.
Okay?
So we're out of business.
Yeah. And you know what other stores they just closed? Build a bird. I'm not building no more birds. Okay?
No more stuffing.
No more. Yeah. So, Mama Dalisa, I'm preparing a message on building a bear. And my friend who bought a build a bear for her daughter, she heard about me kind of teaching this message. And she done bought the bird.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So I got to teach it now because I'm just waiting on the mail Build-A-Bear. So if anybody got a mail Build-A-Bear, send it on. Put it in the mail, 2700 West Park Road.
Yes.
And we're going to really conclude the teaching on that.
I love
but
it.
We got to stop building bears.
Amen.
We got to stop because they stuff and deflate. If they not from God, and stop looking for people with the big puffed up chest and the bustle. And all of that, because one day they're going to become a couch potato. And they're going to blow up. Okay? ain't gonna stay. And they just got a box of rocks in their head. And so, come on, Ellen. Hey, help me out. Can't rob no demons. Can't do nothing. But you want them to leave your house. Come on now. That's why I had to get a revelation. And thank God, it's just me and Jesus right now. And I'm just thankful for Jesus because He is my man.
Yes.
He said He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Yes. He's my provider.
Yes.
Yes. He's my Jehovah everything.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited about it. I had to get over myself.
Yes.
Hello. I hope this message helped y'all today. Because it sure did help me. Right, Twin?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I want to say something about Global Night. That and Global Night Prayer Night. I've been working on Fridays. That's why we haven't been doing it. But March is my last month working in my assignment at the shelter. It'll be next month. And then I'll be able to go to the, somebody asked me about it, Global Night Prayer Night, which is on the last Friday of each month. So we're going to start that after March.
So it's going to be in April?
Yes, okay. Yes. And because, you know, I'm in another assignment right now, but it's I have to go where God leads me. But we're going to continue it. Excited, looking forward to seeing everybody coming to the Global Night Prayer Night. But we're still praying. I'm still praying. God knows it. But I'm excited.
Amen.
And there's a lot of great things taking place in each and one of us lives. And we just got to continue the mission, right? Because we're ambassadors passing through. You know, somebody tried to make fun of me the other day at the shelter talking about that they thought I was a homeless person, and they started laughing. And then I started laughing, and I said, I am homeless. This is not my home, okay? This is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm an ambassador. I'm a pilgrim passing through. This is not my home. And then I started laughing, and they were like, because they were trying to make fun of me, but it's all good. I love you. I love them.
Right.
But I am homeless. This is not my home, okay? But anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome, Lord. But we want to invite you guys to the House of Glory this Sunday.
Yes.
The first fruit
Woo!
Sunday.
I'm excited.
Yes. Every first Sunday is the first fruit Sunday. So we fellowship. We have food and love and the word. And
we have a
and
special
we create
guest.
Relationships
yes.
and partnerships and friendships.
Yes.
It's just so amazing that Sister Ada is coming to bring an amazing word on this coming Sunday. We're so excited about her coming and just, you know, sharing her giftings and what's
yes.
in her heart
yes.
to encourage us.
Yes.
You know, and for the teachers and the preachers and the people, evangelists, we have to learn to sit down and be fed.
Yes. And she's been here once
yes.
before. She brought a book and we got connected with her through Facebook. Facebook?
Well, yeah.
Hallelujah. So God is on the move.
He's on the move. He's on the move. And we just want to encourage you to know that we're here and we're excited for her and invite you guys to come out.
Yeah.
Not
yes.
just that Sunday,
service
but
starts at 10. Yeah.
10 a.m.
So come on in.
Yes.
And be
yes.
part of kingdom work. And
yes.
what God is doing.
And don't forget to bring no plate. Don't come without no food. I'm saying right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You guys can come. Because there will be plenty to eat,
yes.
you know.
It's always leftovers, too. It's like the food always multiplies.
It does. We just have a good time. So we want to say that we love you. We appreciate you. And Mama Dalise, you guys got the wellness show going this Thursday?
We don't open this show.
Oh, for everybody. Thank
yeah.
you for mentioning
yeah.
that. Please stay at home.
This is going to be free and icy.
Yeah.
They told us that at the shelter.
Encourage you to stop the stove.
Yes.
Just love on your family.
Yes.
In that special time.
Make some cookies
yeah.
or something
yeah.
in the other end that smells good. I'm going to be baking,
yeah.
y'all.
But then listen, I'm on a lifestyle change. I'm just going to cook clean. That's all. I'm going to cook clean and I'm going to do that. But yeah, I'm going to enjoy.
I have grandbabies, so I told them, we're going to make cookies in bed. They're so excited because they're going to help me.
That's beautiful. And I just want to thank everybody for their love and support and prayer.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
Jazz is doing great. She had a bouncing baby boy. Woo! And we're so excited, and he'll be home very soon because he decided he wants to come a little early.
Yes.
But like the rest of us, so we can't be tripping on Majesty because all of us, we kind of do stuff early and what we're supposed to be doing. But anyway, he's doing great.
Praise the Lord.
And I thank God for this baby. I cannot wait to meet him. And I'm going to be the super fantastic bubble plastic mom. Okay?
Yes.
We're so excited. And we just ask God that you would pray for us and we pray for you.
Yes.
Encourage somebody today.
Yes.
Blow a new wind.
Be blessed.
Yes.
Right.
And be a blessing. Whether it's, if you speak in love, speak it. If you want to be like Lauren, bring a gift. Go take a gift.
Yes.
Whatever. Just make an impact.
Yes.
And when you do that, you know, you can go to bed tonight and God will bless you and get you ready for some more stuff for the new day.
Yes.
And his amazing grace.
Just being trusted.
So, Lauren, you want to pray us out?
Yes. We, Daddy, Abba, thank you so much for your Holy Spirit,
thank
your
you
presence, Lord. Your love, your words of encouragement. Continue to